Welcome to The Point for April 20th. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. It's back. The so-called Green New Deal is back in Congress after being reintroduced by Senator Ed Markey and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Tuesday. The legislation envisions a 10-year national mobilization to fight the interconnected economic, social, racial, and climate crises gripping our country, according to Markey's office. Before the Green New Deal was initially introduced in 2019, the quote-unquote Green New Deal was a campaign catchphrase about solving climate change and inequity in one fell swoop. As AOC's star rose, it became a hyper-partisan term, either a rallying cry for those on the left or a punching bag for those on the right, even before it was introduced as legislation in 2019. Now the landscape for the so-called Green New Deal is entirely different, with a presidential administration specifically focused on big-picture climate investments. Which brings us to Tuesday's rollout. Sure, AOC, Markey, and others stood behind a podium with the words Green New Deal emblazoned on the front, but their pitch was more specific. It's called the Civilian Climate Corps for Jobs and Justice Act, which establishes a Civilian Climate Corps, a modern spin on FDR's Green New Deal. It would be made up of 1.5 million Americans over 5 years, completing federally funded projects that help communities respond to climate change and transition to a clean economy. AOC called it a jobs program that will, quote, leave our country more unionized and more just, end quote. As for the administration's response, expect this to come up during the just-announced CNN town hall on the climate crisis, featuring senior Biden administration officials. It airs Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern on CNN. So let's get to the point. The Green New Deal is a polarized term, but now it's something more concrete. Next, it just needs to get through Congress. And that is The Point for April 20th, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on your smart speaker or follow us wherever you get your podcasts, so you never miss an episode.